You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo, 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 woo,
woo, woo, woo. Plate. I love these.
Well, combo plate, actually. Yeah. Okay, so I completely interrupted.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Mace, yeah. Mace, are Yens Italian?
Yens, yeah. We are Italian, and we have the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Well, yeah, because that's what I think of. I think of this as being like a very Italian, Midwestern sort of thing.
It's,
Am I wrong?
It's also a big Yenser thing.
Yeah, oh, big Yenser thing.
Yen's going down the basement eating the seafood.
Right, Yen's going to red up down there.
Red up down there, exactly. So, yeah.
Andy, Andy and Slee were like, what are you two doing?
Whatever
right
it
now?
Is, well, it sounds good.
I mean, I
sounds
am
amazing.
Cappy, I'm alienated by this on many levels, as you know. Like, there's so much about the Feast of the Seven Fishes that I just don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, same. So the idea is that you find a way to eat seven fishes on the night of the seven fishes, Christmas Eve. So you generally, shrimp is always there. Cod is a really big one.
Okay.
Cod is salted cod. They call that bacala.
Bacala.
My grandmother would make eel. We don't do that anymore. But it's super creepy, but we would have eel.
That is a very acquired taste.
Octopus, squid,
I love octopus.
Scallops.
Anchovies, scallops, shrimp. I mean, on and on. We do
calamari.
This...
Can we do some calamari?
Calamari,
okay, good.
Absolutely.
But like, it's got to be seven different dishes, correct?
Seven
like,
different dishes.
You can't just cheat and make like a ceviche.
Hey, here's Chiappino. Let's go.
That's a good
Let's
question,
roll.
Andy. Andy, that's a solid question.
Yeah.
Could you make a like, ceviche and just have it all in
seafood
one
gumbo.
Spoon?
Yeah. Right. Have all seven fishes in one
Has anybody
ceviche?
Thought about that?
No, but that's a really nice shortcut.
It Mace, really is.
It's going to save Mace, a lot of time.
Point of information.
Yes, point away.
Is shrimp a fish?
Yes, we count it as fish.
Okay, so like an eel is a fish.
That is correct.
Yes. This,
and a scallop is a fish?
A scallop is loosely defined as a fish.
And
I guess
an octopus.
It's the night of seven seafoods, if you want to be really specific about
okay,
it.
Okay, because I think it's kind of going against the spirit of the holiday myself.
Imitation crab.
Imitation crab is really good. Do they still make imitation crab?
Yeah, it is. But technically, that's just pollock, which is a fish.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure most imitation crab is pollock.
These are fair questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if you. I don't know if you thought those questions were coming in, but
no,
I think we got a much better idea.
Did not think the imitation crab.
But it all goes back to holiday parties.
Oh, right. That's
so,
where we started. Sure.
So I got holiday parties. And then next week, Mace, I'm so into the holiday spirit right now. I'm feeling it. I've got a holiday lunch on Monday.
Nice.
I've got one on Tuesday.
Wow.
I've got one on Wednesday.
Damn.
Every day next
Good
week
life.
Is booked with like holiday stuff.
Yeah. See, we have the Harris's party on Saturday night.
Oh, the Harris's are lovely.
They, Susan, Dennis, that whole crowd.
Dennis is such a good dude.
Dennis is
such a good dude.
He's a great guy.
I don't know.
The whole family, Bailey and Lindsay and baby Donna.
Cap and Dennis don't get along. That's what's crazy to me.
Slee, it's just that we had that thing that time.
No, I know.
Thing that time with the place.
Thing that time
right.
With the
we
place
had that
where
thing,
you did the thing.
Mm-hmm. That time. And, you know.
It got ugly. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen Cap that angry.
Yeah. But I think, you know, as far as Dennis goes, you know, we can move on as
great,
far as I'm concerned.
Great, guys. So, Slee, what about you? Holiday parties? You doing that whole holiday party thing?
So closer to.
You want to come over to the Harris's Saturday night,
well,
tomorrow
he,
night?
He texted me.
Oh, but did Dennis
text
you? Yeah, he did.
Dennis
he texted
you.
But
is that right?
If Cap's not going, I'm not going.
Oh, right, because they had that falling
out. I can't believe he would text you knowing the background.
Well, yeah. I drove Cap that night, so I felt responsible.
Right, you were in the
So now you want me to go to Dennis's house without Cap? That's not happening.
Not cool. At all. In fact, you know what? I'll tell you something right now.
By the way, the Harrises are listening right now, and they probably think this is the funniest damn thing.
Bros before Harrises is what you're saying right now.
It was not, listeners like, what did Cap do?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's not cool. I mean, it's to go directly to you, Slee, behind my back by Dennis.
Yeah. Not
don't
good.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. The enemies list, Joe Fortenbaugh and Dennis Harris.
I was gonna say, Cappy just left and right. That list keeps increasing.
Yeah. No, Cap. Everybody loves Cappy.
Dennis Harris is now pissed.
Yeah, okay. He's probably a little pissed.
All right, AK is trying to break down the Dodgers payroll.
And oh, yeah.
and he feels like there's something. If we're going to stay with this, the seven fishes,
yes.
Something fishy going on with the dogs.
Oh, what's fishy?
I just want to see the books.
What? Why?
Because the idea of all of this deferred money, and really this started coming to me when we were talking about Yamamoto.
Yes.
And Alan raised the question of, because that's going to be another expensive deal, whoever ends up
probably
with Yamamoto.
25 to 30
yeah,
a year.
And probably 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Alan,
I mean,
Glasnow
is going to get $27.5 million, right?
They just brought in Glasnow, and Alan brought up the idea of, what if Yamamoto, because he and Ohtani have this relationship,
right.
Ohtani's been recruiting him, what if Yamamoto also deferred some of that money?
What if he just says, keep going, get more?
Shinobu, let's go, let's defer.
At that
and
point,
then this started.
I need to see the books.
Why?
Because I need to know how you're going to be able to manage, like, anywhere from, in this scenario, $70 to $100 million of deferred money to players who aren't even playing baseball anymore.
Can I just point something out?
What's so hard to understand here?
So even though he's only getting $2 million this year, because they amortize it or do some fancy formula, it's going to count for
44
against the cap. And by the way, and then on the other side of it, at the when they start getting the money back, it'll only count as 35 million a year.
I'm not talking about how this affects the cap.
Oh.
I mean, I want to see the books just to figure out how you are projecting out like $70 to $100 million theoretical money.
He thinks the Dodgers have an auto shop.
I'm not saying that there's a shell organization involved I just want to see how this. I'll sign an NDA. Yeah. I'm not going to say. I just want to know. How do you plan for this?
He thinks Freddie Freeman has a laundromat that, like, all this stuff is going.
Don't say any names. That's how you end up.
Mookie's car wash.
These guys all are involved with cash heavy organizations.
Yes, the money's very clean, is what you're
saying. All of a sudden next year, like, instead of taking credit cards, like, all cash concessions.
Yes.
Everything has to be. They don't accept any Venmo. They don't accept any cards.
Boy, wants to see the Cap,
Andy,
wants to see the books.
I know, but Andy, are you genuinely curious? Like, gosh, I have to know, how did they possibly do this? Or are you super cynical? Like, they're doing something dirty. I want those books, and I want to find.
Here's what it is,
Cap. Are you on here?
I want to see the books, so I don't have to wonder whether anything is going on. Because that think about it. That is crazy. The idea of how much potential money is being allotted down the line.
Right.
When you don't truly know where your finances are, you can project everything, but you don't know. And again, I want to make it clear just so people understand.
I think they'll pay the $700 by the time this year is done.
I'm not actually accusing anyone. I'm genuinely curious, how do you go about projecting money at that type of scale? Because, I mean, we celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day.
Sure.
Like it's some big thing. That's
every
like a
July
1.
Really? You celebrate that day? I don't really find myself celebrating
that day. Yeah, no, I send out cards.
You do?
Yeah, I send out a Bobby Bonilla Day card.
Absolutely, for those
Dennis
who celebrate.
Dennis sent me a card.
Oh, no, Dennis did send
Dennis sent you a card?
Bonilla Day.
For Bonilla Day. Yeah.
For Bonilla Day.
Boy, I tell you what, this guy, Dennis, he got some set of you-know-whats. This guy got a set of cool yawns, I'll tell you that.
Well,
right
I mean, he hangs out with Fortenborough.
Yeah, yes, he does. So here's the thing. Andy, I understand you're concerned about the books and all that stuff. I would like to point out that Mark Walter, who runs the Guggenheim Group, is himself worth $5.8 billion. I'm not too worried.
I just want to know how this works.
Andy, supposedly.
Right.
$5.8
How much of that money's deferred
Andy needs to see
that
the
he's
books.
Worth?
Andy needs to see the books on his
I want
his
to see
wealth.
The books.
Hey, Cap, how much of the worst-kept secret that Staley was going to get fired this morning was this morning?
Wow. I mean, my phone started buzzing at about 9:30 with people celebrating.
Mine started buzzing last night about halftime.
Yeah, I know. I was saying we were at Yamava yesterday, Staley, and I'm like, why not fire him now? And you know that DeMarco was like, no, you don't fire him now. I'm like, why not? Like, say to the world, this team against the Raiders, who were scoreless last week.
Yep.
Didn't score a point.
On Thursday Night Football on national television.
Yep.
At halftime, it's 42-0.
God, can you imagine?
Fire him at halftime and make a statement that this doesn't work for us.
So you would just elevate somebody at halftime of the game last night.
Yeah, Coach Giff.
Coach Giff, right?
Coach Giff.
I thought, by the way, I thought it was going to be Kellen Moore.
Well, I think everybody thought that he was like the head coach next. He was going to have the next shot. But instead of going to their offensive coordinator or their defensive coordinator, they went to their outside linebackers coach.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
What I would have done is this. I'd have handed it off to Justin Herbert. Said, listen, you coach for the next couple of weeks. You know, we're paying you a fortune. You can't play. You coach.
You know what I want to know? And obviously, this team quit on Brandon Staley.
Yeah.
That was really clear.
You think?
But last night, you know, when that defensive lineman for the Raiders went rumbling down the field and scored that touchdown, there was nobody chasing him.
No, they're like, let him go.
It was an embarrassment. I wonder where, like, the pride is. Where's the pride?
No pride.
Brought that up. Chase that guy down.
At halftime, remember you were talking about, Staley said, we got to show some pride in the second half. Like, basically saying, hey, look, the game's over.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's a little bit of effort left. But it's kind of.
But, I mean, that guy ran like an 11-second 40, and they could not catch him.
Right, but here's the thing. Big dude, tackling him could hurt.
Oh, so it's business decision?
It's a business decision to some degree.
Mm-hmm. It is.
There was a moment. After the game, when Staley's
trying to keep the game within 56 or something, who cares? Yeah.
After the game, Staley's doing his presser. I actually genuinely was like, I feel bad for this guy.
Really?
I'll tell you why, Cappy. It's not that Staley shouldn't have been fired a lot earlier. It's not that Staley's not a head coach. Clearly the guy should not be a head coach in the NFL.
Yes.
It's Dean is dumb enough to bring him back. And also dumb enough to keep him there that it almost churned on me to where it's like, this poor somebody, please take this guy off of the podium. The guy should have been fired 4 or 5 weeks ago.
That was a really rough post game session.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's on Dean. That's not. I mean, well, Staley's not a good coach, but Dean's the one putting him there.
Yeah, and it was great last night. Slee, I'm assuming that you're sort of celebrating the fact that the Chargers have become yet again a national laughingstock.
Probably nothing I enjoy more at this stage of my life in the world of sports than seeing the Chargers lose. So,
I by the way,
it's not healthy.
Our brother in saltiness. I love Slee.
Get it. Completely get it. If my team had up and left, I'd be like, screw you too.
Yeah, I was that way for years with the now Arizona Cardinals. When they left St. Louis, I was bitter for decades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think it's just me here. I don't think L.A. really cares
nobody
much
in L.A.
about
cares.
The Chargers.
Doesn't
so, dude, listen, you go to the L.A. Times today, there's a picture on the front page of the sports section, which is Telesco, the GM who was just fired, and Staley, the head coach, who was just fired. And I would think that 9 out of 10 people might pick up that paper, and I don't mean pick it up physically, but go onto their website and go, who are those two characters?
Because
in the sports scene of L.A., that's not the GM of the Lakers.
Yes, screenshot that because it's going to be gone in, you know, half an hour.
Yeah.
And then the Chargers will go back to not having any news at
all.
Total
obscurity.
What are you guys doing today?
Well, it's going to be weird. It's a combo plate, so it's me and Cappy. Bergman took the afternoon off.
He's not feeling well.
Went home not feeling well. So Emily is going to stick with
jumping in. Look at him jumping in.
Emily, was he puking? Was Bergie puking?
No, he just did not look. He looked worse for wear, for sure.
Yeah.
He really didn't look so good, huh?
Yeah, you look at his face, it's just like, you should go home.
Yeah. And producer Brian's here, and we're going to screw around for a couple hours, and then we got Lakers basketball, but we're giving away Fifth Row Fridays
look
today.
At that.
Matthew Berry's coming on for some talented Mr. Roto action. All the usual stuff. We're going to do Radio Tinder.
All right, great.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Is Dennis coming on or he's not coming on?
Dennis refuses to come on the show when Cappy is here.
Dennis doesn't want to come on.
Nope, will not come on.
Tell you what, he's picked the right day to not come on because I am feeling prickly today.
Oh, good.
All right,
there you go. Very prickly.
All right, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Mason Cappy coming up next.
All right, hey, before we hit this break, I want to talk to everybody about the 2023 16th annual Share the Love event that's happening right now, and it goes on from now through January 2nd. This is Subaru, and look, I've said it many times. A lot of love goes into a Subaru, but a lot comes out too, and here's what I mean by that. By the end of this year, Subaru and all of the retailers will have donated over $285 million to charities, and when you buy or lease a new Subaru right now, we will donate $250 to the charity of your choice. Could be the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, the National Park Foundation, but here's the best part. The local retailers are also helping local charities. So when you buy or lease that new Subaru, you are making impact in your community. So visit a Subaru retailer today. Go to Subaru.com to find the closest one. And you too, everybody, can help share the love. Combo plate, let's go.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So it's a cobbled together show. I'm excited to work with them. Producer Brian's here. Cappy in South L.A. And I'm here. It's a little combo plate action. Cappy, I want to let everybody know right off the bat that at 2:30 today, we're giving away fifth row seats to see the Lakers and Raptors January 9 at Crypto.com Arena. Have to be able to answer a question about each show this week, including one from today's show. So that's coming up at 2:30. Fifth row seats, one of the best prizes we give away here.
Love it. All right, so listen, let's just take one quick breath here, everybody, and know that this is the first time Mace, Cap, Emily, and BC are all together on the air working as a crew for a combo plate. This is, Mace, a true combo plate, because oftentimes a combo plate is just a mixture of Mason and Ireland and Sedano and Cap. Today, we get representation from Travis and Slee.
Yep.
So, and by the way, Mace,
it's like a Mad Lib, honestly.
Yeah. And Mace, I don't know if you know this or not.
No.
But Emily and I became BFFs 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? What happened?
So I go to the Rams games. I work the Rams games as the producer for the pregame show and the postgame show. And so I always park at the NFL parking lot. And so I pull in, I get to the elevator and hear, Emily, Emily. And I was like, oh, I didn't expect someone to say my name. And then there's Cappy. I say, hey, wave to Cappy. And I try to go open the elevator, which is usually my mode of operandi. Like, I like to ride elevators alone. And he's like, oh, hold the door. And so then we walk the entirety of SoFi Stadium together. And we just had a little chat. It was great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Travis is very jealous because I don't like to walk with him or ride elevators with him. So.
Oh, wait a second. So I had no idea, by the way, that I was invading your personal space.
No, no.
Grilling you on like everything that's going on in your life.
It's great. I was open to it.
Oh, you were?
So I was open to it. I was welcome to it. It was great. I don't know. Maybe it's just I don't want to ride that elevator with Travis. We just see each other too often. You know, it's like having someone all the time.
Cap, right. You know, the amazing thing about Emily is she never runs out of stories. I mean, I think she's got 11 roommates because they're and probably 12 sisters.
Yeah, probably.
Because I hear all these stories.
Then,
I'm like, how does anybody generate this much stuff?
Yesterday my roommate's cat was in my room, which was not a good thing.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
allergic to cats.
Never.
So that was fun.
Yeah. So Cappy, here's one thing that amazes, and maybe I don't think I'm alone. So I work with the Southern California Hyundai dealers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving an Elantra hybrid.
Okay.
First time I've ever driven a hybrid. I'm getting 49 miles a gallon.
Okay. Jelly.
Seriously, what do you get? How many miles a gallon do you get?
Well, I just had that Subaru Electric, and that was amazing.
Oh, I bet that was an EV?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
Yeah, the Solterra. But in my gas car, I mean, I probably get, I don't know, 20, I suppose. I don't know. 25 miles.
49 miles a gallon.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I love it. I once had a Prius. I don't like to admit it, but I will admit it for right now. I did once have a Prius, and then I convinced like two friends of mine, dude, I'm getting like 50 miles a gallon. This is the most amazing car. But yet I had other friends that were totally making fun of me. And then I ran over a bunny.
You ran over an actual bunny rabbit?
Yeah, by accident.
Was it like a pet rabbit or was it just like a wild rabbit?
Wild rabbit. Okay. Wild rabbit. And it made this crunch sound, dude.
Yep.
And it was so bad in the Prius that I was like, you know what? I got to trade in this Prius immediately.
How could a bunny do that much damage to your Prius? How big was the bunny?
The bunny didn't do very much damage. It was the sound that it made.
What do you got, like a little fluff in the grill and
so
stuff?
So you were just traumatized by the crunch of the bones of the bunny. That's what you're trying to tell
you guys don't understand. I hit
crunching
two animals.
Bunny bones.
I hit two animals with that Prius,
yeah,
and I knew after
rough.
I hit the bunny, I was like, I got to go.
So this is an absolute true story, Cappy. My dad, when we used to go, you know, being a Yinzer, we used to go to Altoona, Pennsylvania for
Altoona.
The holidays.
Yinz would go down Altoona.
Down Altoona. The rule was, because you're driving up in the mountains, mm-hmm. if you see a deer, don't hit the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad, on one particular drive to Pennsylvania,
yeah,
he hit the gas when he saw the deer.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, I'm like, why did you speed up? He said, because then it flies completely over your car and it doesn't do any damage. I'm like, going to the gas.
Yeah, I mean, I've driven on like 95 before because I'm from the East Coast and there's a highway over there. And so there's times and nights where there's deer could cross a highway,
sure.
a four-lane highway.
Totally.
It's scary. I'm afraid of deer. I fear the deer. I take that slogan very seriously. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't do a deer.
Yeah, the first animal I hit with that Prius was a deer. It was terrible. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember... Pardon me?
Where'd you hit the deer?
Dude, I was living in this town. I was driving. It was 4:30 in the morning, and I was going to do a morning radio show.
Okay.
And I didn't see it. I never saw it. And I got to a gas station, and I called my father. I go... I think I hit something. I don't know what, man. I get out of the car. I go to the front. I see like damage to the car, and I think some blood. And my dad goes, dude, you better go back up there. I mean, what if you hit a person? I'm like, okay. So I go riding to the car, the Prius, all the way back up this hill. And when I get there and I make a U-turn, there's this deer like floundering in the middle of the street. I'm like, oh, my God, no, I hit this deer. And I'm talking like thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Oh, really?
To this Prius, yeah.
Shouldn't have hit the gas.
Oh, Mace. I don't know how we started here. I think this is all Tom Telesco's fault.
It is. So yeah, last night, that was... that's got to be, like, the most embarrassing loss. Is it in the history of the Chargers?
Probably.
TV team hadn't scored last week.
To the Raiders.
To the Raiders.
But hold on. You know, you are up 27-0 at halftime in a playoff game. And you lose that game.
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah, that is the Jacksonville game last year, yeah.
Here, put it this way. It's such a humiliating loss as an organization, and I want to explain a little bit more about why this is, because I just want to pour salt all over Brian Cohen today.
Come on.
The fact that this kid still cheers for this team, I want to just pour salt in that open wound.
Do it.
That hurts.
We'll do some of that coming up. Also, Dodgers make a signing. Tyler Glasnow, 5 years, $135. We'll talk about the implications of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Fifth Row Fridays, pay attention to everything on this combo plate today. All right, let me do this thing right now.
So what was your point about the 49 miles to the gallon?
Well, it's funny you say that. I'm going to talk about the Southern California Hyundai dealers right now.
Oh.
It's kind of a tease. So I'm working with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. I went to Hyundai Santa Monica and got this Elantra. Totally hooked me up. Beautiful ride. Drove off the lot after a perfect buying experience. And now it is officially your turn with the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. They get the best deals on the Hyundai you've always wanted. You can check out the Adventure Ready Santa Fe. I've test driven all these, by the way. The fun to drive Kona, the stylish Sonata, or how about the spectacular 2024 Ioniq 6? Let me tell you, that's a mind blowing car. If you're looking for your first EV, man, the Ioniq 6 is spectacular. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 miles or 36,000 of complimentary maintenance for confidence now and for miles down the road. Do like I did, get in, get away with a great deal. It's your journey. Own every mile at Hyundai's Getaway Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason and Ireland, Combo Plate, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It Friday.
All right, what is up? Emily's sitting in for Bergman.
Hey!
Cohen's here. Cappy's here. Combo played action on Friday. We're getting ready to get some Lakers basketball in here. Lakers versus Spurs for the second time this week. And Cappy, we do the mythical money game around this joint. And last night I won $50,000 mythical dollars because you said you have some sort of health science expert that told you go Raiders. So I went 50,000 Raiders last night. I got closer to Ireland. The whole year of Mythical Money ends next week. And in the meantime, give me 50,000 more Mythical Dollars on the Lakers -7.5 tonight in San Antonio.
Nice. Nice. Hey, how about this? You ready for this?
Yeah, ready.
Yesterday, I did tell you that my buddy's website, I'll tell you what it's called, Mace, because you actually would probably really like it.
Yeah, tell me.
It's called SICK, S-I-C, Sports Injury Central, sixscore.com, sixscore.com.
Okay.
And what they do is they tell you which is the healthier of the two teams, and then because of that algorithm, there's a bunch of other stuff that goes into it. It tells you which team is the right side to bet on. So they said that the Raiders yesterday should have been 9.5-point favorites.
Really?
The Raiders were only 3-point favorites. I took the Raiders, covered obviously no problem. It was 42-0 at half. But I also played yesterday, Mace, you're going to love this, on Prize Picks.
Yep.
I played both quarterbacks in the game to pass for more than 224.5 yards.
Yeah.
They both passed for like 250.
Wow.
6.5 times your money. $20 play turned into $130.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, anytime we talk about Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members can go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
All right. Can I just get this off my chest, Mace?
Go.
Do you mind?
Do you mind? The show is yours. Okay. Take it away.
Just let me just tell everybody where I come down on this whole Charger firing thing today.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are saying, well, you got your wish.
Yep.
Seeing Brandon Staley and Tom Telesco fired was not my wish.
Oh.
My wish for those guys was to get a long-term contract extension. I mean, I loved watching these guys. I loved how everybody around the country says, they got the best roster. Oh, they got the up-and-coming boy wonder kind of coach. They got the smart GM. Hey, you know what? They're building an audience in the Los Angeles sports market. No, they're not. Okay? No. Because I'm telling you right now, if you looked at the LA Times and you see the picture of these two guys, most people in LA sports would be like, I don't know who those two guys are. But here's the thing. To get blasted on national television, to get humiliated, to get ham slammed, to get motorboated on national television, Mace.
Yes.
Motorboated.
Yeah, that's
motorboated. Okay.
That's what it's called when one team.
A boat goes really fast.
Right. Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Yes. Fast boat.
Everybody seems to think I've got this phrase wrong, but yeah. What do you think it is?
Well, I know what, I know one sense of it. I don't know if it actually works. I mean, just look up, I looked it up and that's not what you
Google
mean.
Google motorboating? Yeah, I don't know if that's really it.
I think that's when one team beats up on another team really, really badly, that's what they call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll ride with you. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, just
thanks,
go.
Emily.
Let's move
thanks
past it.
Thanks for the support, BFF.
Let's move past it.
Thanks for the support, Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
All right, listen. It's bad enough to get beaten down like that on national television, Brian Cohen, you Charger fan.
It hurts.
It's bad enough to be down 42-0 at half and then have your coach stop for the halftime interview like, yeah, no problem. What do you need? So, coach, what's up out there? We just, you know, obviously just didn't come prepared to play. We saw that. It's 42-0. I suggested on the air last night from Yamava.
Okay.
Fire the coach at halftime.
At halftime.
Do something bold and fire the coach at halftime.
Now, what would that have accomplished, really?
It just would have sent a message to the world, like, we don't accept this sort of nonsense. This is just unprofessional.
But you don't
crap
think it
bowling.
Could wait to the end of the game like they did?
It could have. But it just would have been a statement. That's all. I don't know what the statement exactly would have been, but I thought it was a statement.
Have any NFL coaches ever been fired at halftime in the NFL?
No, there's no precedent. There's no precedent.
Because who got fired on the field? Was that Herm Edwards that got fired on the
Herm
field?
Yes, Herm Edwards. Yep.
And then obviously Lane Kiffin at the
got fired at the Lane Kiffin Memorial Firing Room over at LAX.
Lane Kiffin is a liar.
It definitely would have been a statement, but I don't know if it's the statement that you want to do because it just shows more disorganization as an organization.
Well, we can all see the dysfunction. It's on display. And so you got to understand, though, the worst part of this, Mace, is not just getting destroyed, humiliated, ham slammed, motorboated, whatever phrase you want to use. The bottom line is this. It was the Raiders, Mace.
Yeah, the arch Raiders.
You guys got to remember, and people will remember this story, but in like what, Mace, 2014, 15,
yes.
The Raiders and Chargers were talking about building a stadium together in Carson.
That's right, I remember that.
Right? And then what happened is the NFL said, no, L.A. belongs to Stan Kroenke and the Rams, and then he's got like Mark Davis and Dean Spanos on either side of him, the owners of the Chargers and the Raiders, and they're like, and one of these two losers is going to get the second part of L.A. Right?
Yep.
And then what Spanos did is he grabbed L.A. so that Davis and the Raiders could not. And then it all turned out better for Mark Davis because he got Vegas onto himself.
Right.
And he got himself a brand new stadium.
I remember this. What year was this that they were going to share the stadium?
This is like 14, 15, somewhere in the neighborhood. And they hired Carmen Policy, who used to run the 49ers. And Carmen Policy said, we're going to build one stadium for the Chargers and the Raiders for the entire mega market of Southern California. From Santa Barbara to the border, the mega market.
Yes.
And L.A. is the epicenter. So you got to understand, losing this game and being humiliated on national TV is one thing. Having it happen where they continue to run you down into the ground to the Raiders, where there's this now rivalry between the ownership, not just the football organizations. Oh, it was glorious last night, Brian Cohen. Oh, it had to pain you so. Oh, God, it makes me so happy.
Brian, what were your thoughts as you're watching last night's game?
My thoughts were at halftime, I should have pulled over Vontae Davis and just said, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't got nothing left.
Yep.
Walked away.
So here's one of here. You'll love this nugget, Cappy, and Brian, you'll hate this one. So remember how the Rams went all in 2021 and won the Super Bowl and leveraged themselves and all that? Mm-hmm. This was that year for the Chargers. They had gone all in.
Yep.
So 1 year from as we move to the offseason, the Rams are $60 million under the salary cap.
And you know what the Chargers
and the
are?
Isn't it plus 50?
It's like plus 45 to $50
plus
million.
Plus 45 to $50 million. So this was their go all in year. And now next year, there's going to be a huge fall off. Now, Bill Belichick is the favorite to be the head coach.
Oh, do it, please.
Come on.
Would you
please.
Take him as both coach and GM?
I don't think he would take the job without being the GM.
Here's why.
Or he has his own hand-picked GM.
But here's why.
Yeah.
Because, you see, the Chargers are a family-owned business.
Yep.
Similar to the Lakers, I must tell you.
Okay.
And the kids are the guys running the thing. So, Telesco, the GM, gets fired today, but his boss is John Spanos. He ain't getting fired. His dad owns the team. His granddad owned the team. So you might say, well, you got to pay a head coach $10 million. You got to pay a GM $5 million. You know what? Screw it. Pay Belichick $15 million and let him do both. And I pray for that, Brian Cohen. I pray for Bill Belichick to come try and institute the Patriots way to the Chargers. Because you've seen how it's worked for all of his assistant coaches. Bring Bill Belichick and ask Belichick if he could bring back Tom Brady. Because without Brady, I submit to the
Bill
court
Belichick's
of public opinion.
Bill Belichick's like 33 and 39 lifetime without Tom Brady.
Right. I submit to the court of public opinion. What has Bill Belichick done without Tom Brady? Just tell me. Let me know.
What can he do with
Herbert?
Developed
a fine quarterback like Mac Jones.
It's also trusting Bill Belichick as the GM for the Chargers. Bill Belichick has constructed this team into the ground the past couple years.
Right.
They have not hit on nearly any of their draft picks. He has constructed the team very poorly. So he's also to blame for what's happening with the Patriots. So why would you welcome him to the Chargers as a GM?
You know, the other thing, Cappy, and I remember this happening with the late, I think he's, John Robinson. Do you remember John Robinson?
Of course, John Robinson, the great USC coach.
Yeah, right. He hung on, he took one last run at the Rams job.
Right.
And it was sort of the ride off into the sunset job.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go well,
But I think that this, if Bill Belichick does wind up with the Chargers, is sort of his ride off into the sunset job. This is his last gig.
He'll ride off into the sunset in mediocrity. And his, I'll tell you right now, his reputation will always be that Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls and then went on and won a 7th Super Bowl, and Belichick never sniffed a Super Bowl again, even when he went to the Chargers. That is like Johnny Unitas finishing with the Chargers in San Diego.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just, I totally get it.
It's sad, honestly. It would be sad. Now, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
You know what would scare me?
Hmm.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd love
He's
that,
not coming.
Too.
If Jim Harbaugh, who once played for the San Diego Chargers, decided to coach the L.A. Chargers, that would scare me a little bit.
He signed an extension. He's staying with Michigan. I think that Bill Belichick really, really wants this all-time head coach wins record. He is within striking distance, and the best place for him to do that would be with the Chargers. So I think
Why not the Raiders?
Why not the Raiders? The Chargers have better talent than the Raiders do.
That is true.
I don't know.
That's weird about
last
night. Don't you think the Chargers do? Well, I mean, don't you think the Chargers do have better talent than the Raiders?
If you take
supposedly,
I mean, I guess backup quarterback advantage Raiders.
If I'm going to take, so JB Long has this idea of like CQI, which means coach quarterback injury. So that's your CQI is a triangle of success for the NFL. So if you have the coach as Bill Belichick, I would say that's a win.
Yeah.
And then the quarterback,
Justin Herbert is a win.
And then injury, we can't really tell right now. But
we can tell. Oh, no, Emily, we can tell. Because
next year.
No. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
What's going to happen? Keenan Allen's all of a sudden going to be able to make it through a season. Mike Williams is all of a sudden going to be able to make it through a season. Joey Bosa is actually going to be reliable for what he gets paid. I can tell you next year they'll be as injured next year as they are this year. And you know why?
Because
they've been this injured for the last 20 years.
But, Cappy, if you're going to give me Herbert or Aiden O'Connell / Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm taking Herbert every day.
I'm with you.
I don't know. That they're better off.
Yeah, I think at least you've got a quarterback. With the Raiders, you don't have a quarterback.
Yet.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Yet.
Wait till Mac Jones comes to the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Belichick.
When those two get together, it's magic.
Belichick. And by the way, Belichick comes to the Raiders and brings Josh McDaniels is his offensive coordinator.
Oh, perfect.
You know?
Bring the whole crew.
Right. Fired his head coach, brought back as an OC.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do some Radio Tinder. It is a combo plate, which means we get a little bit of Shidano and Cappy. We get a little bit of Mason Ireland today because Emily's here. We get a little bit of Travis and Slee. We're walking you up to Lakers versus Spurs. There's a great nugget floating around about Shohei Ohtani. And one of the best parts of his meeting with the Dodgers. We'll do that at 2 o'clock today. Matthew Berry, 2:30. 2:15, we're doing Fifth Row Fridays. 2:15, Fifth Row Fridays. Chance to win Fifth Row seats. See Lakers Raptors January 9 at Crypto.com Arena. It is a huge combo plate day. 7:10 ESPN.
All right, let me talk to everybody about Prize Picks. Now, we've already mentioned it once today, but I got to give it to you again. Here goes. Last night, I did a $20 power play, and it was a 2-pick entry. And I took Easton Stick and Aiden O'Connell both to throw for more than 224.5 yards. And by the way, to play this, you could only play it as more. There was no option for less because they've got a huge promotion going on right now on Prize Picks. So I took both quarterbacks last night to pass for more than 224.5 yards. They both did that. I took that $20, and I turned it into $130. And so here's the thing. I took Prize Picks at the very beginning because they'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. So I put in $100. Then I had $200 to play with. I'd gotten it up to like $600, but I was down to like $130. And then last night struck gold at $130 win on that $20 play. You can get in the game. You can have a great time. This will elevate the way you watch sports. PrizePicks.com/Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. PrizePicks.com/Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. Get in the game right now with Prize Picks.
All right, here we go. Caller number 7 on the line right now for the 12 days of 7:10. It is Michael Sepulveda in Santa Fe Springs. Michael, congratulations, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mace. Thank you. How about you?
Everything is great. We've got a bunch of holiday boxes here. You can take Travis, Sliwa, me, Ireland, Shidano, or the great Scott Kaplan. Which box do you select?
Let me take the Shidano box.
The Shidano box it is.
The Shidano box.
The Shidano box.
Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box.
Congratulations, you win a Sierra Subaru prize pack. And, of course, a gift card from our friends at Islands. And that's what's in the box, Jack.
There you go, Michael. Enjoy. Get some of them cheddar fries and dredge them through that ranch dressing at Islands, man. It's delicious. Thank you very much for calling in. Congratulations on the win. And what station takes care of you during the season of winning?
710 ESPN LA.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael.
The 12 days of 710.
The 12 days of 710.
It's the season of winning on 710.
Great execution, Mace.
I thought I nailed it there.
You did. You crushed it. Yeah. You did. Without Morales in the studio, like standing over you like a hawk, like
lording over me,
just praying for your downfall.
Yep. I love the support that I get from everybody around here.
Good job, Mace.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mace. Thank you. Way to go, Mace.
Affirmation is like oxygen for me.
Yeah. It's a great thing. We all like to be told that we're good.
Good execution, Mace. Let's go. Thank you, Mace.
All right.
So we're doing Radio Tinder.
Yeah.
Here.
Radio Tinder.
I'm gonna go ahead and lead it. I'm sorry. I'm not the super. Do I do this sound?
Yes, that's
all right.
The sound.
Yeah, see, I've never used Tinder in my life. Haha, that's a joke. All right. okay, so first statement I'm going to do here. It's a story. So the Panthers are terrible this season. They are so bad this season that their get-in price for their game this weekend, actually, I'm going to have you guys guess. What do you think the get-in price for Panthers-Falcons is this weekend?
I'll go $20.
Okay, Cappy?
$50.
Okay, BC?
$45.
Okay, it is 45 cents.
Oh wow!
It is 45 cents get-in price for the Panthers Falcons this weekend in Carolina. Okay, so my statement is that you can swipe left or right on is they should just give away these tickets for free. Okay, so Mace, swipe left or right.
45 cents. I mean, I will swipe right. I completely agree with that. I mean, if it's really 45 cents to get into the game, then why not just let people in? Hey, look at our young quarterback who could potentially be good someday. Look at the guy who's acting as our head coach right now. All that
just
kind
see
of stuff.
Stadium. Yeah.
Yeah, it's NFL football. It's still a chance to be at an NFL game, Cappy.
So I don't understand. Like, you can go onto their website and buy a ticket for 45 cents?
Apparently, as of this morning, when people were going to buy it, it may have changed since then, but as of this morning, it was 45 cents for get-in.
If I owned an NFL football team and tickets were 45 cents when that same ticket would normally be game 4 or 5 when you still have hope, that same ticket is usually, I'm just making up a number, $100. I would never let them sell that for 45 cents.
Oh, you wouldn't? You would hold the line.
I'd be like, listen, guys, we don't put tickets under the face value. And any ticket that is not sold, I'd much rather do some sort of community outreach.
That's actually a very good idea.
Right? Like, I don't want to embarrass myself with 45-cent tickets.
Yeah, people who volunteer and first responders and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You could get, like the Rams did when Kansas City was here that one Monday night.
Mm-hmm. The fires.
Oh, yeah,
that
the
fantastic
fires.
Monday night game. Yeah, that was
crazy. It was a lot of first responders that were in the crowd because there was so much going on right then. But, it's a good point. I'm looking. Seats in the 500s, $10.
Okay, so maybe the inflation got
still,
to it.
Still, $10. I mean, $10 for an NFL football ticket, that is remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
Brian, what do you think?
Oh, right. Just give them away for free at this point.
Yeah.
Give them to charity.
Hey,
the
let's, let's give away 100 tickets right now. What is that, $4.50?
Well, Brian, what?
$104.50?
I can't do math. That's why I'm on radio. So,
right. Brian, you should maybe look and see. I'll bet your Charger tickets next time around will be about 35 cents.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
That's true. Hey, get into US SoFi pretty cheap.
All right. So the next one is going to be, Zack Snyder, who's a director. He's done Justice League. He's another great thing. So he has a lot of action movies mostly, but he's doing this movie called Rebel Moon, which is part of a franchise. It's going to be on Netflix starting on the December 22nd, okay? So Zack Snyder, in a statement, in an interview, he says that his dream casting for Rebel Moon in the future episodes of the movie would have LeBron James play in Rebel Moon. He said, I know that sounds crazy, so my statement is, you want to see LeBron James in an action movie. Cappy, swipe left or right?
I will swipe right.
Okay, Mace?
I think if LeBron wants to be an action adventure star, LeBron could be everything that The Rock is. Like, LeBron's got that sort of personality, he got that sort of talent, he got that sort of game. he's got that kind of hustle if he wants to. But, of course, you guys know my prediction is he'll eventually be a coach, even though everybody laughs
at
me.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say this. You know, it used to be back in the day, people like Fred Williamson from Super Bowl I, mm-hmm. Jim Brown, mm-hmm. these guys all became action stars back in the day. I don't think there's anything preventing LeBron James from becoming – you know, some version of Bourne Identity at some point in his in his life. Certainly. Now, the one thing I'll say is, and this is, Rick Fox deserves a lot of credit. The great Rick Fox. Because you know what he did when he was done with his playing career? He didn't go straight to acting. He went to acting class. And he took a lot of classes and studied a lot in order to be ready to become an actor. I don't think you should be able to just say, I'm an actor. Give me a part.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, how am I going to become an actor?
Yeah, you
I'm not taking
train,
any classes. No nonsense.
Cappy,
Mace,
train.
Mace, listen, Mace. Rick Fox, as I recall, was still playing for the Lakers when he was in HBO's Oz in the late 90s.
Was he still playing?
You'll have to check me on that. But I would say that in 1999, this is like a long time ago, Rick Fox is in the HBO series Oz.
Yes.
And I want to say he's still playing for the Lakers.
It's possible. I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. He was in Oz 97 to 2003. I don't know when his playing career wrapped up. No, he appeared in Blue Chips. Then he appeared in He Got Game. And then he appeared in Oz.
He was great in Oz.
He was great. Oz was just a crazy show. Crazy show.
All right, Emily, what's next?
Okay, yeah, let's do one more.
Let's do some more swiping. I'm in the mood to swipe.
Okay. Yeah, you like swiping?
Yeah, all right, like swiping. So one last one for you guys. Okay. So there's a series online that, through Variety, that's called Actors on Actors, Directors on Directors. And so they pair up two directors that are big in the scene right
now.
Yeah,
I love this stuff, yeah.
They paired up James Cameron and Greta Gerwig. But most of them are, like, you know, face-to-face in a white room where they just have a conversation. But James Cameron was underneath a submarine on a boat in this Directors on Directors with Greta Gerwig. So it's just Greta Gerwig in a chair talking to a screen version of James Cameron.
Really? So he was in a submarine?
He was in, I think it's either a submarine or like at his like command station for his submarine.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay.
If you don't know this about James Cameron, he is obsessed with water. He loves the ocean, obsessed with it. That's why he did Titanic.
And he goes to Titanic, all
Avatar.
That stuff, yeah.
All right, so you love something as much as James Cameron loves the ocean. Brian, swipe right or left?
I'll swipe right on that.
Okay.
What is it?
The Dodgers, baby.
Dodgers.
Yeah. If I could live at Dodger Stadium, I would.
All right.
Dodgers and Chargers.
Yep.
Can I be honest, man. And just say, it sounds so hacky. I have a lot of fun doing this job. I love this job as much as James Cameron loves sinking in the ocean. This is a great gig.
I don't know that he's sinking in the ocean. I think he's like intentionally going under the water.
Is he? I thought he was sinking.
The ocean.
No,
he
I think sinking is when you don't want to go under the water.
Cappy, is there anything you love as much as James Cameron loves the ocean?
No. I can't think of anything. I don't want to be all cheesy and be like, oh, my girlfriend. Oh, my children. No, I can't think of like anything that I do in life
that
I love.
That lights your fire that way?
Yeah, no, I mean, I wish there was something.
Yeah.
All right, so
go ahead.
Radio Tinder is brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Celebrate like a champion with Tequila Mandala, award-winning artisanal premium tequila made from the finest mature agaves to bring you the perfect sipping tequila. Up your game with Tequila Mandala and demand the extraordinary. Visit tequilamandala.com for details and to find a bottle near you.
And that's always right. Swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
That's right, exactly. Life-changing tequila.
There you go. So, Cappy, I want to talk to you for a minute here.
Okay.
So I'm doing some work with the LA County Department of Mental Health. You probably heard this.
I have heard this.
Have you dealt with any mental health issues yourself?
You mean me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
No.
Let's talking openly here for a second. So nope. I have over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I scuffle sometimes. I still sail a little too high, a little too low at times. And the most important thing, especially with guys, the most important thing you could do is tell your wife, tell your girlfriend, tell your mom, your dad, whoever that is, you got to tell somebody. And you got to let them know how they can support you during whatever you're going through. This could be depression. It's the holidays. A lot of people get depressed, or anxiety because you're going to see people you haven't seen in a while, or you're just feeling overwhelmed by the whole thing. There is free emotional support
and service referrals and crisis counseling available 24/7. You can call this number, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. You can visit their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health here to help you with hope in recovery and well-being. Combo Plate, Mason and Cappy, 710 ESPN.